Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin ignored Tuesday's deadline for sharing several years of President Trump's tax returns with the House Ways and Means Committee. It is the second time that Mnuchin has rebuffed a request from committee chairman Richard Neal. More from NPR's Peter Overby.
The tax code says the Treasury Secretary shall give any taxpayer's returns to the Ways and Means Chair on request, no exceptions. When Chairman Richard Neal demanded Trump's returns earlier this month, he said it was so the committee could review the way the IRS was auditing them. But now Mnuchin is consulting with the Justice Department. He's told Neal in a letter that Neal's real goal appears to be making the returns public, and that's not permitted. Neal says he plans to consult with lawyers about his next steps. Trump is the only president since Richard Nixon to refuse to make his tax returns public. It's been an issue for Democrats since Trump first became a candidate. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to throw his hat into the crowded field of Democratic presidential hopefuls after months of speculation. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that Biden plans to make an announcement on Thursday.
Biden is expected to announce his presidential bid with an online video and officially kick off his campaign with a stop in Pittsburgh on Monday. From there, he's scheduled to visit the early voting states of Iowa, South Carolina, and New Hampshire. The former vice president would be a contender to win back Pennsylvania and parts of the upper Midwest that Democrats lost in 2016. Biden served 36 years in the Senate representing Delaware and 8 years as vice president during the Obama administration. At 76, he would be the second oldest candidate in the Democratic primary after Senator Bernie Sanders. A Biden bid would bring the number of presidential hopefuls on the Democratic side to 20. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite Index closed at record highs Tuesday, less than 6 months after the markets hit a sharp decline. NPR's Daniela Cheslow has details on what's behind the Wall Street rally.
Strong financial reports at several companies, including Twitter, Lockheed Martin, and United Technologies, helped boost markets. Tech stocks in particular have regained their stride after investors were rattled in recent months by increased regulation and trade tensions. The markets have largely been trending up since earlier this year when the Federal Reserve indicated it would hold off on further interest rate hikes. The U.S. economy continues to expand, adding 196,000 jobs in March. The largest exporter in the U.S., Boeing, is set to announce earnings Wednesday. Daniela Cheslow, NPR News.
A variety of factors have pushed Asian stocks mostly lower. You're listening to NPR News. The UN Security Council has adopted a resolution to address sexual violence against women in war zones, especially by ISIS extremists. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls such attacks part of a larger global issue.
We must recognize that sexual violence in conflict largely affects women and girls because it's closely linked to broader issues of gender inequality and discrimination. Prevention must therefore be based on promoting women's rights and gender equality in all areas before, during, and after conflict.
The Security Council adopted a resolution to combat sexual violence in conflict areas, but first diplomats had to avert a U.S. veto by removing any reference to sexual and reproductive health care for rape victims. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in Russia for a summit with President Vladimir Putin to discuss the North's nuclear program. The gathering comes less than 2 months after a second summit between President Trump and Kim broke off. The White House says that President Trump and First Lady Melania will visit France and England in early June. According to Buckingham Palace, Trump will be only the third U.S. president given the honor of a full state visit by Queen Elizabeth. Trump is also scheduled to attend a summit with British Prime Minister Theresa May and a ceremony in Portsmouth, England, to commemorate the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Trump will then travel to France for a meeting with President Emmanuel Macron. Again, on Asian markets, shares are lower this hour following gains on Wall Street. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.